This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. News of progress on a nuclear agreement with Iran pushed oil prices down nearly 4% yesterday. Iran used to be a big exporter of oil, and the lifting of sanctions could have a significant impact on a market already awash in cheap crude. The business climate in the Middle East is anything but stable right now, though, so it may be a long time before any Iranian oil reaches the world market. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
On its face, a deal with Iran should push the global price of oil and gas down even farther than it already is, which would be bad news for U.S. shale producers. But Kate Durian with the Middle East Economic Survey says barriers remain before Iran can reemerge as a viable oil-exporting country.
The timing is off. It's going to be very difficult for Iran to come back to the market because they've lost market share, they've lost customers. So I think it's not going to be a smooth ride for them.
In order to get production back up, Iran needs an infusion of technology and investment from outside companies, which is a gamble many firms aren't willing to take.
It's got to be a really good deal for them to go in, and I don't think they're going to go rushing in, because if they don't comply, the sanctions can come right back in again.
All else being equal, 3 to 5 years from now, if Iran lives up to its end of the bargain, Iranian exports could push oil prices down. But Trevor Hauser of the Rhodium Group says he's not banking on things being equal.
The oil market's a volatile beast. The world remains a dangerous place. I won't bet on oil remaining permanently cheap just because of the deal yesterday.
Hauser says any number of potential market disruptions could account for the 1.5 million barrels per day that Iran could supply.
That's about how much production we lost in Libya. It's how much production you could lose from a significant disruption in Nigeria or Venezuela.
Even without outside investment, Hauser says Iran could start exporting some of its current stockpiles by early 2016. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.